discussed in the beginning, it is believed that all behavior is communicative, and part of our job is to find out what that behavior is trying to communicate. When the support team determines that an interfering behavior should be addressed, that behavior is called a target behavior. When the qualified professional for your company, often the manager or other staff that develops treatment plans, or an external qualified professional develops or modifies a written intervention to change a target behavior, a functional behavioral assessment must be done. A functional behavioral assessment is an assessment that must be done by the qualified professional, operationally defines the target behaviors, identifies the situations in which the target behaviors are likely to occur and not occur, generates a hypothesis of why the behavior occurs. A functional behavioral assessment must consist of direct observation and one or more of the following elements: an assessment of biological factors, such as medical assessments or a dental assessment; an assessment of psychological factors, such as a diagnostic assessment or a suicidal assessment; an assessment of environmental factors, such as direct observation or interviewing a significant individual in the person's life; and an assessment of quality of life indicators based on the person's goals and needs within each domain of a meaningful life: community membership, health, wellness and safety, own place to live, important long-term relationships, control over supports, and employment earnings and stable income or schooling. This is just a quick overview of what must be done. You may play a part in trying to provide information of when you see behaviors occurring, what you think the reason of the behavior is. Completing a functional behavioral assessment can be a team approach to gather all the information needed.